It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. We're here today to share from my new book called Grace Changes Everything here on Fresh Oil. And it's been an incredible week. We've been diving into some rich truth of the gospel of grace. And in Galatians 5:1 is our key verse. That's where Paul said, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." All week long, we've been declaring that this is Grace Month. And if you've been with me this week, you know that this has not just been a teaching series, it's been a heart transformation series. We've walked through the two ways you relate to God, either under law or under grace. We talked about why law and grace cannot mix. It's like oil and water. We talked about how to break the cycle of striving, trying to be good enough on that spiritual treadmill of the law. And we talked about how grace really changes everything yesterday and about your daily Christian life. And now, today, on episode 5, we bring it all home. What covenant are you really living under? Not what you say you believe, not what's written in your church statement of faith, but when the pressure's on, when you fail, when you succeed, when you serve, and even when you struggle. Are you living like someone under the law or someone under grace? And that's what we're going to explore today in this final episode for the week. It's the test of your covenant. What are you really living under? Galatians 5:1, it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. You see what Paul's saying here? He's not just telling us to accept grace once. He's telling us to stand firm in it. Why? Because our flesh is always trying to crawl back under the law. Even after you've tasted grace, we still feel the tug to prove, to perform, to earn our way in the kingdom. And Paul says, don't go back. That yoke of slavery is not for you anymore. Christ didn't free you to be cautious. He freed you to be confident. He didn't free you to return back to performance under the law. He freed you to walk in permanent acceptance. But how do you know which covenant you're really living under? Well, let me walk you through a set of diagnostic questions I have for you. This comes from my new book called Grace Changes Everything. And I want you to answer these honestly, not for me, but for yourself. These aren't pass or fail questions. They're just revealing questions to shine a light on our spiritual operating system. Let's begin. When you sin, when you blow it, what's your first instinct? Here's what the law mindset says. God is probably upset with me. I need to fix this fast. I should pray longer today or double up on my Bible reading because I blew it. Here's what grace says. Lord, I thank you that I'm already forgiven. I bring this to you openly. I open my heart not to earn forgiveness, but to enjoy the cleansing that's already mine. Help me, God. When you succeed spiritually, how do you feel? Well, the law mindset, it says, I'm doing pretty well this week. I think God is more pleased with me than he usually is. Here's what the grace mindset says. When you succeed spiritually, how do you feel? God is always pleased with me because of Jesus. My obedience is a joyful response. It's not a resume booster. When you miss a day in devotions or prayer, what do you feel? Well, the law makes you feel guilty. The law will put distance between you and God. The law will say, I let God down again. Surely he's not pleased with me. My friend, God's pleased with you because of what Jesus did on the cross. The grace mindset, when I miss a day of devotions or prayer, well, here's what grace does.
It's hunger, desire. Lord, I miss time with you, not out of obligation, but because I love being with you. God, I'm hungry. David said, as the deer pants for streams of the water, so my heart longeth after thee. That's the grace mindset. How do you think God feels about you right now? Let me ask you that question. Under the law mindset, it depends on how well I've been behaving lately. But under the grace mindset, it says his love is unchanging. His acceptance is unwavering, and he sees me clothed in the righteousness of his Son. That's the way God sees me, not because of my performance, but because of Christ's performance on the cross. Why do you serve God? Here's what the law mindset says. Because it's expected of me. Because if I don't, he won't bless me. Here's what grace says. Because I'm overflowing with gratitude, he gave me everything I want to give back. I serve out of relationship and love, not because I have to, because of law. Imagine a marriage where a person says good morning only because they have to, they're married, instead of just that embrace because you love that partner. How do you approach hardship or suffering? When all of a sudden you're going through something rough, let me tell you what the law says. The law says I must have done something wrong. This is probably God's discipline. He's getting back at me because of something I did. You don't understand that Satan is going around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He is out to make your life miserable. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. But the devil is one who will constantly bring hardship and attack your way. But we overcome it by grace. Here's what grace says. Even in this trial, I know God is with me, working all things together for my good. This isn't punishment. This is refining. Sometimes I just say out loud when I'm really hit with a trial, I say, devil, you're building a testimony. I will share this on Sunday with the church because I'm going to tell them how God brought me through. Now, let me ask you another question. How do you view spiritual growth? Under the law mindset, it says, I need to try harder. I need to do better. And finally, become the Christian I'm supposed to be. That's what the law will tell you. Work harder. Do more. But the grace mindset, it's totally opposite. It says, God is growing me. I cooperate, but he's the one doing the transforming from the inside out. Remember that verse I just read to you from Philippians 2:13. It is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So grace tells me, God's the one doing this. He's doing it inside my heart through the power of his Holy Spirit. Now, what motivates your repentance? When you blow it, what motivates it? Under law, it's fear. I'm going to go to hell. It's shame. Oh, God sees you. He knows what you're doing. It's, I hope God still loves me. That's what the law does when you blow it. Here's what grace, the grace mindset. It's love, security. I know I'm already forgiven, but I want to walk in alignment with the truth. So I ask the Holy Spirit inside of me to shine the light of God's word upon my heart so I walk in the way he wants me to walk. Let me tell you about something I did a few years back. I started journaling two kinds of prayers. In one journal, I wrote how I naturally felt. Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't do enough today. Please forgive me again. I'll try harder tomorrow. It was raw, but it was revealing. But then I wrote truth-based responses, rooted in grace. It went something like this. Lord, thank you that my standing isn't based on my best or worst days. Thank you for loving me when I succeed and even when I fail. God, teach me to rest in what you've already done. And friend, the contrast was stunning. The one part of the journal reflected my inner law-based thinking. And the other part reflected the truth I was growing into. And you know what? It changed my life. Journaling really helped me rewrite that inner voice in my heart. Now, what do you do when you see mixture, when perhaps we're 10 minutes into the program and you're thinking, Keith, I see that I've got some law in my life. What do I do? Maybe you've listened to these questions and you realize, I believe in grace, but I've been living under law. Well, that realization isn't defeat. It's the beginning of freedom. So what do you do? Let me give you three simple steps before I close today. Number one, acknowledge the mixture. Grace can't heal what we pretend isn't there. Be honest. Name the areas where you relied on performance instead of promise. Secondly, replace the lies with truth. Go to God's Word and get the truth of His Word. Get my book, Grace Changes Everything. Read through the things I've been teaching all week long here on Fresh Oil. 300 pages. The two books together, Law and Liberty and Grace Changes Everything. You can even get them both in one book on Amazon. It's 600 pages of teaching you grace. Replace the lies with truth. Go back to the scripture. Memorize Romans 6:14, Galatians 2:21, Ephesians 1:3. Let your mind be renewed by what Christ has done. And then thirdly, practice grace rhythms. Now, what do I mean by grace rhythms? Live out of grace, not guilt. Pray because you can, not because you have to. Read the Word for connection, not completion. Read it as a love letter from God to you. And begin to serve out of joy, not obligation. See, the more you walk in grace, the more natural it becomes. Friend, this has been such a powerful week. We peeled back the layers of religion. We confronted the mixture of law and grace and how you can't mix the oil and water because they don't go together. They're diametrically opposed. The law declared you guilty. Grace declares you innocent. We've declared freedom this week. And now, as we close out today's episode in this series for this week, I want to leave you with one final declaration. Right where you are today, say it out loud. Just say, I am not under law. I am under grace. I am not striving for acceptance. I'm living from it. I am not trying to finish in the flesh what I began in the Spirit. I rest in Jesus because He is enough. Friend, that's your identity now. That's your covenant now. And that's why we call this radio program, this podcast, Fresh Oil, because His grace is fresh every morning. His mercy is new every dawn. And you never run on empty when you're rooted in Him. It's been a wonderful week as we've gone through my book, Grace Changes Everything, because there's so much more waiting for you, friend. Share these teachings with someone who needs to break free from religion, from guilt, from spiritual exhaustion. And join me again next week right here on Fresh Oil, where every episode is filled with hope, clarity, and the presence of the Spirit.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical: transformation. Keith Manley's newest book, entitled Grace Changes Everything, is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.